Live from the campus of Hillsdale College on beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Wednesday, April 7th, 2021. Three big things you need to know. Three. Fans of golf legend Tiger Woods will learn more today about the crash that shattered his leg. Officials plan to release the report more than a month after the 45-year-old rolled his SUV near Los Angeles, not knowing how much more new information will be there. Two. Governor Gretchen Whitmer indicated Tuesday Michigan may be able to lift most remaining COVID-19 business restrictions this summer if Michigan's vaccination rate increases. However, she also said the state may take additional action to stop the spread of the virus through school and club sports. And number one, the U.S. is not lining up a boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics. The State Department issued a statement Tuesday explaining such a move has not been discussed. This after a department spokesman mentioned earlier yesterday a boycott was a possibility because of alleged human rights violations. You see, Georgia is Jim Crow on steroids. China, perfectly okay to host sporting events like the Winter Olympics. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us here on the program. Hour three, Ron Rademacher coming up, Jillian K. Melcher from the Wall Street Journal in just a bit, and some words on the passing of a former congressman, Bobby Schilling, former Illinois congressman who I knew fairly well. That's all coming up in this hour of the program. Appreciate you being there. All-Star game, though. Yeah, no boycott. Let me grab this. Hang on. This story actually changed from the moment I saved it to printing it this morning, because yesterday's story said the U.S. is considering a boycott. The story this morning, the State Department denying it was considering a joint boycott alongside allies of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. Isn't this? Our position on the 2022 Olympics has not changed. We have not discussed and are not discussing any joint boycott with allies and partners. The Olympic Games due to take place between February 4th and February 20th of the coming year. Any discussion would come as the Biden administration works to rally allies to mount international pushback on China's horrific human rights violations. But the U.S. apparently not at this point discussing any kind of a boycott, unlike the economic boycott that the president encouraged on a United state, namely Georgia and the city of Atlanta, as the president encouraged Major League Baseball to move the All-Star game from Georgia to somewhere else, which happens to be Denver, Colorado. Rob Manfred, the baseball commissioner, is bad at his job. Rob Manfred is a bad baseball commissioner. I doubt you'll find many baseball fans who have a nice thing to say about him at a professional level. And this just compounds the problems. And now he is taking flack from a former baseball commissioner, Faye Vincent, the former baseball commissioner from 1989 to 1992, with an opinion piece in the Wall Street Journal, Rob Manfred's All-Star Error. Major League Baseball decided last week to move the All-Star game out of Atlanta. Activists urged Commissioner Rob Manfred to punish Georgia by rushing to do so without first protesting the substance of the law. Mr. Manfred made a serious mistake. Faye Vinton then talks about the use of muscle or financial power to influence policy being an ancient tactic, talks about boycotts. Organizations like Major League Baseball have sometimes taken part in public debates over policy. Moving directly to an economic sanction suggests that Mr. Manfred believed the Georgia law required drastic intervention. But consider, Faye Vinton writes, what he didn't do. He didn't limit the number of home games the Atlanta Braves would play. He'd need the approval of the players' union to do that, and Braves owner John Malone would surely resist. To move the site of the All-Star game is one thing. To ignore union and ownership powers is quite another. The Midsummer All-Star game is an exhibition. It benefits only the city where it's played. Denver's the new host. The players get paid no matter where the game takes place. MLB gets the same television revenue. The only people hurt, as we talked about yesterday, by Mr. Manfred's actions will be Atlanta stadium workers, local vendors, hotels, gas stations, restaurants, who do not get that economic revenue coming through via the All-Star game. Talk shows and editorial pages are full of questions, Faye Vincent writes. What is the basis for acting so forcefully against Georgia? If Georgia's racist, how can baseball talk of doing business with China? Mr. Manfred failed to spell out specific criticisms of Georgia's voting law. Now he's put himself in the awkward position of having to defend Colorado's voting laws. More on that in one moment. Faye Vincent says, during my time as commissioner, I learned that American people view baseball as a public trust. They want the game to stand for the best and noblest of our national virtues. Major League Baseball can't become a weapon in the culture wars, a hostage for one political party or ideology. It can't be only for the rich or the poor, nor can it only be for one race, as it was until 1947. Baseball must always stand above politics and its dark elements of corruption, greed, and selfishness. The situation calls to mind the 2006 Duke lacrosse case, when many erred by leaping to a conclusion based on assumptions rather than carefully considered facts. Much rides on Mr. Manfred's shoulders, so he must be prudent. Perhaps he now sees how complicated these issues can become. I wish him well. That is Faye Vincent, former commissioner of baseball, taking aim at Rob Manfred, the current commissioner of baseball. Yesterday at the White House press briefing, Jen Psaki, this is cut one from Jen Psaki yesterday, answering questions about defending Colorado's voting laws when they are so similar to Georgia's new election laws. I'll have comments on this in just a moment. Jen Psaki yesterday, cut one.
Is the White House concerned that Major League Baseball is moving their All-Star game to Colorado, where voting regulations are very similar to Georgia?
Well, let me just refute the first point you made. First, let me say, on Colorado, allows you to register on Election Day. Colorado has voting by mail, where they send to 100% of people in the state who are eligible application to vote by mail. 94% of people in Colorado voted by mail in the 2020 election. And they also allow for a range of materials to provide, even if they vote on Election Day, for the limited number of people who vote on Election Day. I think it's important to remember the context here. The Georgia legislation is built on a lie. There was no widespread fraud in the 2020 election. Georgia's top Republican election officials have acknowledged that repeatedly in interviews. And what there was, however, was record-setting turnout, especially by voters of color. So instead, what we're seeing here is for politicians who didn't like the outcome, they're not changing their policies to win more votes. They're changing the rules to exclude more voters. And we certainly see the circumstances as different.
All right. The goalposts are moving so quickly that they're a blur. On the substance, Colorado's laws are essentially similar to Georgia's when it comes to the laws that people are calling Jim Crow on steroids. Now the goalposts say, unless you have universal vote by mail to every voter, you mail a ballot to every voter in your state automatically, like Colorado, you're Jim Crow on steroids? It's ridiculous. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Feitner Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems. Visit Feitner Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.